So the first candidates we're going to invite up tonight are for district attorney. So we have Ann Liger and Dave Neider. Neider? I knew I was going to mess it up. All right, Ann, your opening statement.
Okay. I'm Ann Liger, and I'm your district attorney for Story County. I'm running again because I love my job, I love this county, and I have to tell you, one of my favorite experiences is coming down to Lockwood. I'd forgotten how much I liked it until I started running again. Because when I'm up in Virginia City, I'm going back and forth, and a lot of my work is there, but since I've been running for office, I've had an opportunity to come out here, see a lot of faces I haven't seen in a long time. And I'm here to tell you a little bit about my job again. The three things that I'll talk about tonight are the criminal division, where I work with the sheriff's office, traffic tickets, which I think is very important for everybody in Lockwood, and civil. The traffic tickets I'm going to address first because I want you to know 2016 traffic tickets in Story County were 921. In 2017, 1,621. 1,129 of those tickets come out of Tri-Center. Now, you guys only have 21 tickets, but you're on that road, and that road is dangerous. I love the fact that you have a substation out here. I love the fact that you have the police officers in the neighborhood. The crime level actually in Lockwood and Rainbow Bend has actually gone from 21 cases to 13 last year. You guys are doing a good job, close-knit community, and with Tri around the corner, Interstate 80, where everybody's traveling that every day, I think the sheriff's office is doing a darn good job. We have contacts, and we've got interesting jobs. They do the investigations, I do the prosecutions. We're very separate and distinct, but we work hand in hand. You've got a good team out here. I had a meet and greet and met people, and I see the sheriff's officers are around talking to everybody, and it just is a really nice atmosphere. You guys, I was here in 2010, and everything just looks so nice. The senior center, the hardwood floors, it just, everything that you've done here, you should really be proud of.
Hi, I'm Dave Neider. I ran for district attorney here in Story County 8 years ago and didn't run 4 years ago. I became interested in running for district attorney in this county again last fall when I had a chance meeting with a Story County Sheriff's Deputy that I'd taught in post. And he and I talked for 10 to 15 minutes. And in that conversation, he said some good things, some bad things about Story County. He said some good things and bad things about the office that he worked in. But he also said, you know, Dave, you really should think about running for district attorney again. And I said, why? And he said, well, the problem that I have is that as a deputy sheriff, I have a hard time communicating with the district attorney's office. I have a hard time, if I have a question about a legal issue that I need to resolve as part of my job, getting an answer. And as I started talking to people, not only her, but other people, I got the same story over and over again. And that was the district attorney's office, and it generally has a very poor record in responding to people. And yeah, they're the county's attorney, and so they don't represent individual citizens. But they are basically there, but not there. We just heard Ann talk about how she's happy down in Rainbow Bend. She's been the district attorney here for 4 years, and she's happy to come down to this part of the county again? People, this entire county, should have their elected officials visible to them at all times. Frankly, this county is going to be growing hugely over the next decade, and most of that growth is going to be in that part of the county that we refer to as the River District. And part of the River District growth, so you're not this little part of the county that people aren't seeing, is having a visible presence of all of your elected officials, including your district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
First question for the DA's office is, what steps would you take to ensure all evidence in a crime is saved and secured?
Evidence, the responsibility for protecting evidence is a duty of the sheriff's office, because the district attorney, basically, here's how evidence works. The evidence is seized, and the sheriff's office has evidence lockers. The sheriff's deputy brings the evidence to court. Once it's admitted into evidence, it is then secured by the court. Evidence, for the most part, never really goes across the district attorney's desk, except as they're preparing for the case. It's not a simple matter where they are safeguarding evidence. But evidence, it's critical in all cases that evidence be secured. It's certainly something if the evidence gets lost, cases get lost. And frankly, that's not an issue I've heard of concern that evidence has been lost in Story County. But certainly if it is, that is a problem. But as far as what the district attorney does to secure evidence, that's actually a job of the sheriff.
It's a job of the sheriff, but one of the things that a prosecutor needs is evidence that they need to bring it into court. And to bring it into court, I have to make sure that I know what that evidence is. I know John Michael right now is doing a fabulous job getting the evidence locker all in shape for all the different cases, which is so important, because what I have to do, even though I'm not in charge of the evidence, if I have not given the defense all the evidence, they can ask for dismissal of cases. They can say that even though I don't, like I said, I don't know about that. I didn't know they collected that. That's not an answer for me. So even though a sheriff's office collects it, I have to know where it is, what's going on with it. And the sheriff's office has been really good when I need to find something about making sure that I know where it is and I'm able to bring it to court. I don't believe that has been a problem for me as far as evidence in the cases I've had.
All right. How do you feel about people treating other people badly based on the candidates that they support with either signs in their yard or on their car by all sorts of ways?
I just hope that everybody treats everybody fairly, that they listen to everyone, and it does not become divided because you have a candidate. One of the things that I've seen during this election is in these candidates nights, is a lot of civility. And I like that, because what you really need to know is about the person you are voting for. What you need to know is what they're capable of doing for you. And the only way you're going to know that is by having an open mind, by listening to them. Because what does happen in campaigns is that somebody said something to another person and another person. And it's like that game you played telephone when I was in Brownies, when I was like 8 years old. So the point is, keep an open mind. The last thing we need is divisiveness. And so I like to take the high road, keep it on a positive note, and that's it.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. How do you feel about people treating other people badly based on what candidate signs are in their yard or in their car?
At a personal level, that shouldn't be an issue. I think basically we should treat everybody with respect. Just because somebody is supporting a particular candidate, whether it's me or Ann or Jerry or Bill or whomever, you have to show basic respect to each other. Frankly, our politics in this country have become way too toxic, in the sense that we can't no longer have, it seems, polite discussions about political issues and political statements. It's all turned into second grade name pointing and finger pointing about name and name, your side bad, your side good, my side's good. And this tribalism is not, it's not healthy for our county, and it's certainly not healthy for our state, and it's not healthy for our country. As far as it relates to if I'm elected district attorney, whether you supported me or don't support me is not relevant to how I do my job. If you supported me and you break the law, I will prosecute you. If you didn't support me and you break the law, I will prosecute you. I will treat everybody with respect.
All right, thank you. Do you plan on moving into Story County after the election?
I do. I don't live in Story County now. There's a unique wrinkle in Nevada law that a candidate for district attorney does not have to live in the county. That was there largely because a lot of small counties don't have any attorneys at all that live in them. Story County, I thought Draxley Corp, when I filed, had only two attorneys that live. I found out as it was going on that two people here in Rainbow Bend are attorneys and frankly very good attorneys. But the idea is that if you're an elected official, you should be part of the community that you're serving. And so even though I do not currently live in Story County, my plan is very much that if I'm elected district attorney, I will move into Story County. I had a conversation a month or so ago with the county manager. He makes his managers live here. He makes his managers live in Story County. The district attorney should not be an exception to that rule.
Well, these two good-looking gentlemen in the second row are my son and my husband, and they're in real estate. So we've actually been looking at Story County for quite some time. But with my job's 24/7. It doesn't matter where I am, I'm going to be doing my job. I live 11.9 miles outside of Story County, so I always would tell people, oh, there's this statute that you could live 11.9 miles outside of Story County and run for DA, and they'd look at me like, are you nuts? And I'm not, and so yes, you can. We're one of the offices that can live outside of Story County. And like I said, I can do my job outside of Story County. That doesn't mean that we're not going to buy property here. I'd like to go home for lunch and take a nap once in a while. I'm getting older.
All right. What is your opinion on the multi-year delay in the Judy Black trial?
That's a pending case. All I can tell you is that it is set for October 8th, and that's it. Because any one of you could be a juror in this room, and then the defense is going to get me on tape telling you about the case, what happened, what didn't happen, and guess what? That's how you get a dismissal. That's how you get trouble. So with that one, I am going to hand the mic. I'm going to do that. What's that drop mic thing?
The delay in the Judy Black case, certainly, I'm not going to comment on it either. For one thing, certainly, as Ann said, if the trial somehow got delayed and I'm the district attorney, I'll inherit the case. So I can't comment on a pending case either. I'm sort of in this weird situation that the current cases in the district attorney's office are cases that if I'm elected district attorney, I will inherit. That said, all cases that are pending at the time I become district attorney will be reviewed. We'll get a second review by me to see if the case should or should not go forward. And that's all the comment I'm going to make about the Judy Black case.
All right, last question for you guys that I have up here right now is, how do you plan to structure the caseload of the district attorney's office?
Well, I think you heard Ms. Langer talk about her three divisions. The reality is the Story County District Attorney doesn't have that many cases. Currently, the District Attorney's Office has a District Attorney and one Deputy District Attorney, and I certainly have no problem with that. I do agree that the District Attorney's Office should keep as much legal work as possible in-house. But as far as structuring the District Attorney's Office, it's a very small office that actually is, based on its population size, files very few cases. So beyond that, I think it's a structure that if you keep your civil side and your criminal side somewhat distinct, if you provide the best possible legal advice you can to your county commission and you prosecute the cases vigorously to the fullest extent of the law, you're doing your job.
When I took over the job as the district attorney, Bill said, oh, in three years, you'll be working 30 hours a week. Well, that's up to 50 hours a week. When you're doing 150 cases per year, when you're going in and doing 91 traffic cases, I've added an additional half day to do criminal. The civil division, we provide in-house counsel. So Lance can probably tell you about all the work that we're actually doing with the contract part of the civil division at the DA's office. So a lot of the work we do with a two-person team, because we've got 120, well, we've got about, we're not that old, but we've got about 75 years experience between the two of us. If we need to bring people in, we do, but I just believe in effective and efficient legal advice for people. I do all the cases, so I'm able to work with drug court, mental health court. People get their lives back on track on top of sending them to jail if they need to go. So we're organized.
Dave and Ann, thank you very much for taking part today. I'm sure these guys will stay around for a while afterwards, too, if you guys have any other questions for them. Oh, that's right, the closing statement.
I decided to run for district attorney because I want a district attorney that's responsible to the people, that will respond to concerns within the community, and is a visible part of the community. That's why I'm running. I hope I have your support. If you have any questions, feel free to talk to me. I'd be more than happy to talk to any of you about any specific concerns you have. But on beyond that, I would ask you for your support, and please remember to vote on June 12th. As a final note, I would like to thank Karen Woodmansey. Without her, this event would not have happened. And she deserves singular credit for it happening. So I would hope, as I leave, you give a round of applause to Karen for the work that she did in organizing this event.
I've been in prosecution for 22 years. One of the things I love about Story County is that I do every criminal case. And as we talked about earlier, every case that's investigated from the Sheriff's Office or the Nevada Division of Investigation comes over to my office. What that means is that every case is given a unique perspective as to that particular person. Everybody in Lockwood probably, and Rainbow Bend probably knows who their neighbor is. I know who your neighbor is too, because I can look them up, I can see what's going on. Is there a drug problem? Is there a mental health problem? And we found help through the court system here. That is one great thing that I'd like you all to come up to Virginia City sometime and see it on that end, because when Dave says you're not down in Lockwood very often, it's because we're working up the hill in the court system. The civil part of my job takes 60%. The criminal side of my job, 40%. And again, like I was saying earlier, it's a 24/7 job. It's not one that you just end at 5. These jobs aren't. But I appreciate your time tonight. I hope to get your vote. I will continue to work as hard as I can in my position. Thank you.